Let's go ahead.
All right, so we're joined in the media center by our top field preliminary number one qualifier, Antron Brown, who had a 3.789 at 325.45 miles per hour during Q2. Coming off that win in Seattle and now getting that preliminary number one spot, just what kind of a groove is your team in right now?
Man, you know, we've been working hard for this, and it's no secret. I mean, we went through our bumps and bruises, but the thing about it is that's why you go through the struggle, so you have days like this, and just like we had in Seattle. And Brainerd's always been a good track for us, where we won here once in top fuel. I won here over five times they go on bike, but we've been here numerous times in the final round. So this will be a great race, some momentum building, if we could just do well here. And so far, I think we're going to end up in the top three in qualifying. So far, we're number one, but tomorrow is another day. So we just want to make two great laps tomorrow, and we'll see what we could do on race day, one lap at a time, and we'll go after it. And I'm charged up, got plenty of energy, and we've been preparing. I've been working out, getting myself right, the team is right, and we're in a really good place, and we just got to keep growing on that.
Yeah, what's changed for you guys over the past few races?
The thing that changed the most is that we're finally settled in on our whole combination, where before we've been changing stuff. And the bad part is we're starting this whole transition that we've been doing with race parts and everything else. Is like my crew chief Mark Oswald goes, man, and Brad goes, man, we should just change everything at once. And we didn't. We changed like one thing at a time, and we just didn't change one or two things. We changed like several different things, like four to five different things, and we did it between each and every race. So it took us like a five race span, then we finally settled in on it where we got in a good window, and then we've been building and growing from there. So, and I knew it was a matter of time with all the changes we've been making, and all of our partners have been very patient with us and very supportive. Like all of our Toyota engineers have been helping us out a lot also, and then Mike Green coming over, and then all of our Fab Boys, all the people back at the mainstay in the shop, in the CNC shop. We've just been building new things, and we've been implementing them. And like tomorrow, we're going to be running our own DSR in-house engine block tomorrow and qualifying for the next two laps tomorrow. So we're really pumped about that we make on our Akuma machines back in DSR. So I'm just pumped, happy, because the countdown's around the corner, and that's when recess is out. Recess is out. Playtime's over. It's time to go out there and get it on, and I'm just really pumped to get to it.
And you've been the runner-up the last 2 years here at Brainerd. Now, how do you make sure you get over that hump this year?
Well, first, you got to start off by qualifying well, and I think that with this run that we did today is going to solidify us in the top half of the field for sure. Our main goal is always to qualify in the top three. That's the name of the game, so you can actually set your ladder up the way it needs to be. And tomorrow, we just want to go out there and make some great runs and get ready for race day. So tomorrow, we're going to go out there and try to get some more qualifying points. I mean, we clinched in the countdown, but there's still a lot of positions available that we could move up. We could definitely get into that fifth spot. And if we could do really good at this race, it could set us up with points and a half in Indy to maybe get in one of those top tier, like two through four spots. Mm-hmm. So if we can do that, that'll be great, and it'll set up some great momentum going into the countdown. So our game plan here is to really come out here and do the best that we can and try to pull off a win.
Definitely.